come and try to lift us up, try to help the church to encourage. Because we're in daily struggles, Brother Ed. We're fighting a daily battle. Now, Paul talked about flesh and spirit warring against one another. He talked about crucifying flesh daily, getting it under subjection. I thought about John. The book of John said he must increase and I must decrease. Get myself out of the way and be led by the Lord. Ain't the Lord good to us tonight?
Hallelujah.
Oh, you better sing. I'm starting to feel what you're talking about. Go ahead. Glory, glory, glory.
And stone, and it broke my heart to see all the tears he shed alone. For I knew that it was hopeless, and he would not receive an answer from the God he served that cannot hear nor see. Now how great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take and every step I trod. Now how great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my so I got down on my knees and prayed like so many times before. And I boldly asked my God to hear my prayer once more. And it seemed the heavens opened up and I could hear him say, serve a living God. my knees and pray like so many times before. And I boldly ask my God to hear my prayer once more. The heavens opened up and I could hear Him say, oh yes, my child, I hear you. Oh, what do you need today? Now how great it is, oh, to serve a living God. Who knows each breath I take and every step I try.
How great it is, oh, to serve a God.
Good to us, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
We got a lot to be thankful for, a lot to praise Him for.
Yeah.
And we appreciate our church coming.
Yes, sir.
And backing us and helping in this. And I've often said nothing can change a family like death can.
Yes, sir.
When death comes by, it changes things. And them that are ready to go, I wouldn't call them back into this world for nothing. We're fighting a battle, but they've gone on to receive that good reward. And the Lord's so good to us. If you got your Bibles, turn with us to the 19th chapter, the book of St. Luke.
Yeah.
The 19th chapter of the book of St. Luke.
Come on, preacher.
Come on, Barry.
The 19th chapter of the book of St. Luke, starting along the first verse. The Bible says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree,
yes, sir,
to see him, for he was to pass by or pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and he saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.
Hallelujah.
And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he has gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I'm going to stop right there. I thought about a few weeks ago, or maybe a little sooner than that. I read along these same lines at our church, at the home church, and I thought about when Bobby called me, and I was just begin to sit there, and I just begin to think about Cheryl, and just think about the family, and I know what it's like to lose a good dad, I begin to think about the family, and just sitting there, and I thought, Lord, what could you give us to help them? And I thought about, I just begin to think about this just a little bit, and my mind begin to go back to them scriptures where Zacchaeus was climbing that sycamore tree. And I thought about, there's a reason that Zacchaeus was climbing that sycamore tree. He wasn't climbing it to be funny. He wasn't climbing it just to see how high he could go. I thought about when me and Brian and Daryl was boys, and I thought about sometimes we'd get out there and there was a tree across the road from Brian's, and I thought about we would climb that tree and we'd see how high we could go to the top. But I thought about Zacchaeus wouldn't climb in that tree to see how high he could go. But I thought about Zacchaeus was climbing that tree because he heard about a man that was passing by. I thought about he heard about this man named Jesus that could save the lost, the one that could bring salvation to their home. And he heard about a man that was healing the sick. And the Bible speaks about how the word spread out when he was doing all these miracles. The Bible says in one place, they brought all manner of sickness and they cast it down at his feet and he healed them. But I thought about the day and hour that we're living in. I thought about when Zacchaeus was climbing in that tree. He wanted to see Jesus. And I thought about, I begin to think about our churches. I begin to think about all of our churches around. I thought about, I can remember the days when I was just a small boy, just a young boy, how that we would go to the house of God. I thought about, we would expect Brother Bobby to see somebody get healed. We would expect to see the Lord come by. We would expect to see somebody get saved. But oh, I thought about the day and hour that we're living in. If we're not careful, we're not looking for the Lord like we used to. We're not looking for His presence like we used to, Brother Stoney. I thought about in the days of old, the people of old, I thought about they had to depend on the Lord. I'm going to preach this a little while to us. I thought about they had to depend on the Lord. They had to have their crops to grow because they depend on that food. The farmers depend on that money, that income. So you know what they would do? They would pray over them crops. They would pray over the gardens. They would pray over their food. But oh, I tell you, the day and hour that we're living in, we get wanting a tomato. We can go to Kroger's. We can get us a tomato. It won't taste the same. But oh, we can go there and we can get one. But I'm telling you, today, an hour that we're living in, we need to get back to the day where we're looking to the Lord. We need to get back to the day where we're depending on Him. We need to get back to the day where we realize that our churches ain't nothing without the Spirit of God moving in the midst. We need to get back to the day where the preachers realize they can't preach without the Lord. The singers can't bring anointing down without the Lord. The testifiers can't bring anointing down without the Lord. But I'm telling you, we need to get back to the days where we're like Zacchaeus. I want to climb me a sycamore tree. I want to see the Lord. I want to see Him moving in the midst. I want to see Him lifting up. I'm telling you tonight, if we get back to the day where we depend on Him. Old Zacchaeus, when he was climbing that tree, I can just kind of imagine. Oh, he never probably even dreamed that the Lord was going to call his name. Oh, see, Zacchaeus had heard about him. But oh, I don't believe the Lord was looking for Zacchaeus that day. I believe leave. The crowd was all around him. The multitude was all around him. He wasn't looking for Zacchaeus. But oh, when he began to look up in that sycamore tree, he began to get the Lord's attention. I tell you what, I want to get the Lord's attention. I want to let the Lord know I'm a looking for you, Lord. I'm a looking for you, Lord. Tell you what, our churches need to get back to the day where we want to see God move, where we want to see His power. I thought about, I can remember when Stoney come into church one night. I thought about how they began to call his sister. Call everybody. Hey, Stoney's coming to church. Oh, my Lord. Stoney's coming tonight. I thought about begin to get everybody to pray. Oh, I thought about, I remember just thinking when I heard Stoney was coming. Oh, Sister Cindy, I kind of had a feeling in my heart that he was coming to pray. I kind of had a feeling that he was coming to get saved. Man, I feel anointing. I'm telling you what. We begin to sing him songs tonight. We begin to preach. I'm telling you tonight. Stoney come out of that pew. Begin to make his way down to an altar. I'm telling you. We believed. We believed. We expected God to save him. And my God, he did it. He saved him not long. Baptized him with the Holy Ghost and called him to preach. Lord, I want to see you. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I want to see you. I'm telling you. When we come, he did all them miracles, Brother Glenn. He had healed all them people. He had done all these things. And he told them, he said, you'll do these works and greater. I'm telling you what, if he did it 2,000 years ago, he's still able to do it today.
That's right. Come on, preacher.
Yeah, you're preaching, darling.
Over here, I'm just reading about Legion. I was reading about that man that was possessed with the devils. Oh, and it says here, and it says who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. It says because that he had been often bent bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And it says, and all, always night and day, he was in the mountains and the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But listen what it says here. It says, but when he saw Jesus, oh my Lord, when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. I tell you tonight, I'm serving one that even the devils tremble at the very name
servant one. Oh, that even the devils, they trim at the name of my Jesus. I'll tell you what, we need to cry out to Him. We need to lift His name up. We need to try to get His attention. Lord, I'm climbing a sycamore tree. Lord, I want to see You. I want to see Jesus.
When we would, Bob can remember this, we was up Lanchester. We had a youth service.
Yes.
We had a regular service.
Sure.
6 o'clock. We started youth service. 7:30. We started regular service. Oh, my Lord. I can remember when we was just young. Just young boys. Oh, we'd run into each other. Maybe that day, Brother Wagers, we'd run into each other that day. I thought about, I didn't just see Brother Ed, maybe me running into Brian. I feel like we're going to have a good service tonight. Oh, my Lord. Hey, run into somebody else. I feel like we're going to have a good service tonight. Oh, my. I feel like the Lord's going to come by. Oh, my. I'm telling you what. We'd get to church. Oh, there was some nights we'd go right into youth service. The Lord would begin to come by. We'd begin to bless and begin to shout. The Lord began to come by. We'd slow down just long enough for Raymond to get started on the regular service. We'd go right into the night service. Feeling the presence of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what. You know why we did that. There was somebody got their minds together. There was somebody that got their minds together. I feel like we're going to have a good service. I feel like the Lord's going to come by. And sure enough, the power of the Holy Ghost began to sweep through the house. I'm telling you what, if we come looking for the Lord, the Lord's standing right there. He's standing right there. Ed come over last year around our homecoming time. It was one of our homecoming revivals. And that man preached. He preached on the names that the Bible gives for all the different names for Jesus. Oh, my Lord. You talking about a message. I'm telling you what, Brother Ed, I know you added to it, but oh, when you begin to say all them names, you had done preached a message right there. I'm telling you what, He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the chief cornerstone. He's a rock in the weary land. I'm telling you what, as old when Moses began to talk to the Lord, he began to talk to God. He said, "Who do I say sent me?" God told him, said, "Tell him that I am sent you." I'm telling you what, ain't you glad that we're serving Him tonight? We're not serving a dead God. We're serving one that's alive. He's alive forevermore. Even with the love that the Lord shed upon us, even with Him hanging on that cross when He didn't have to, even with Him after He had been beaten beyond recognition, even with Him after they had put nails in His hands, crown of thorn upon His head, oh my Lord,
after they had made fun of Him, after they had done all these things to our Savior, they took Him and they laid Him in a tomb. I thought about with all that love that He did that for us, if He would have just stopped it at the tomb, oh my Lord, where would we be? Where would we be? But oh, I'm telling you, on the third day, the tomb couldn't hold Him. I tell you tonight, when Mary and Mary was going to the tomb, they were saying amongst themselves, who's going to roll back the stone? But oh, I'm telling you, when they got there, they found the stone was rolled away. My Savior, He come out of the ground.
I ain't one of them preachers that gets up and says the Lord ain't moving no more. I ain't one of them that says the Lord's not saving no more. I ain't one of them that says the Lord ain't baptizing people with the Holy Ghost no more. Because the Bible said He's the same yesterday, today and forever. My Savior ain't changing. He ain't changed one little bit. If He was saving 2,000 years ago, He's still able to save today. If He was healing 2,000 years ago, we just need to get willing to climb the sycamore tree and say, Lord, here I am. You know when Zacchaeus was in that tree, I don't believe he climbed up there to get the Lord's attention.
No.
Don't believe he climbed up there to say, Lord, look at me.
Come on.
I'm higher than everybody else.
He wanted to see Him.
He wanted to see the Lord.
Right.
He wanted to see the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, if we get back to that, we get back to that, oh, I believe He can still move today.
Yeah!
I believe He can encourage.
Yes,
I believe He can lift up.
Amen.
I believe
yes,
He can save the lost.
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
my Lord,
yes.
I believe He's still saving.
He's still
yes,
real.
Brother
yes,
Bob, I believe
yes,
He's still real.
Yes, He is.
I'm telling you what, we just need to get to a point where I want to see the Lord more than I want to see myself. I'm going to tell something. I thought about sometime that we ain't careful as pastors. Oh, my Lord, I'm talking about old Derry as much as I am anybody. Sometime we'll come to church. Oh, we'll be more focused on them that's not there than we will on the ones that are there. But I'm telling you tonight, I've figured out over there at Midland whether we have 2 or 3 or whether we had 200 or 300. I'm telling you what, I want to get my mind on the Lord. I want the Lord to come by. I want to say, Lord, if nobody else wants a blessing, send a blessing my way. If nobody else wants a shout, Lord, I want a shout. If nobody wants encourage, Lord, I want encourage. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see your power. I want to see your move.
That's good, Brother Darren. That's good preaching.
Glory, glory, glory. Oh, my Lord. God, you know. You know, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. I feel the power of the anointing. I want to get out of the way. But I feel the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost moving right here tonight. I'll tell you what. I want to see the Lord. I want to see the Lord. I want to see Him move. I want to see Him lift up. I want to see Him encourage.
Oh!
I'll tell you what, the devil's working harder than he's ever worked, trying to destroy, trying to split churches, trying to tear down. But oh, I'm telling you, my God, he's in the building of business. He wants to build up.
Ask him, what's your name? He said, Legion.
Uh-huh.
We are many.
Yes,
you read that.
Come on, preacher.
That verse I read you. They came and they worshiped.
They sure did.
They bowed down to our Savior. I'm telling you what, the devil might try to destroy you. The devil might try to tear you down. But when my Savior comes on the scene, even the devil will bow. Even the devil will bow that my Savior's alive.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
hallelujah.
They sang a song. They sang a song, and I'm not throwing off on this song. But it's that song, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. And they talk about hell rejoicing. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe hell ever rejoice. I don't believe hell ever rejoice. Oh, I'm telling you, because I believe they knew that he was coming out of the tomb. I believe they knew that he was alive. I'm telling you what, I believe in our Savior. I believe in our Redeemer. He's alive forevermore. One night, I'm going to try to get out of the way. One night, August, month of August, the 19th, my brother, year 2000, my brother was caught out of this life, a car accident. My little niece was caught out of this life, car accident. I thought about, I began to sit there as we wept. I began to sit there as we cried. Family tore up, didn't know what to do. Mom in bad shape. Dad, I had to comfort him a few times. Just go to him where he was trying to go in a room where my brother had there. And he would try to go through his stuff. I'd have to go in there. Dad, come on. Come on back in here. I'd have to go in there.
Yeah.
I thought about through that time, the Lord began to get my attention. I was a sinner. Lost without God. Oh, my Lord. I'm telling you, and I begin to realize that I could die lost at any time and go to hell. Oh, my. I'm telling you, life is not something that you're promised very long. I thought about it. It says life is even as a vapor that appeared for a little time and then soon vanishes away. I thought about it. I began to think about that and begin to dwell on that. I thought about it, began to get my attention. I thought about it. I went to the church where Dad had just started pastoring over there in Midland, Ohio, that little building over there. I thought about we went over there and my mom began to sing him songs of Zion and my dad began to testify and get a hold of the power of God. I thought about the drawing spirit. Oh, that Brother Ed was talking about. I began to grip a hold of my heart. Brother Ed, even though the Lord was getting my attention, I did not go to church that night expecting to be saved. I did not go to church that night expecting to get down at an altar. But oh, I knew I felt that tug. I knew I felt the Lord pulling at my heart. Oh, Brother Bob, the Bible said the grace of God that bringeth forth salvation. mission had appeared unto all men. I thought about it. I knew that the Lord had promised me one time. But oh, I already had that chance, Brother Stoney. But when the Lord began to grip a hold of my heart, I began to come out of that pew. I began to get down there. I began to say, Lord, I need to be saved. I'll tell you what, that night I was like Zacchaeus. I wanted to get the Lord's attention. I wanted to see Jesus. And the Lord came by. And He came by that night.
Thank you, Jesus!
He said, Zacchaeus, make haste. Hurry up. Hurry up. Get down. Salvation come to this house. Oh, I'm telling you what, ain't the Lord good to us tonight? The Lord's so good to us. I'll tell you, if we just get to where we want to see the Lord, He's standing right there. He's standing right there. He's waiting on us. Waiting on us. Everybody will. Everybody will. We're going to give you a chance to pray tonight. We're going to give you a chance to come to this altar. We preach our best. I'll tell you what. Bible says, how a tree falleth, that shall also lie. You go down a sinner, you'll come up a sinner. Oh, if you go down a blood-bought child of the King. Bible speaks about this corruption, putting on incorruption. This mortal putting on immortality. Oh, I tell you what a day that's going to be. Stoney was talking about God Himself shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. What a land. What a land to go to. I tell you what, I know we read about heaven. And I know the Bible says eyes ain't seen, ears ain't heard, nor is it entered in the heart of man the good thing that God has prepared for them that love them. I know that heaven's going to be a beautiful place. And I know that. But oh, I tell you what. Even if there wasn't no heaven, just seeing the Lord, shining that awful place of torment, that'll be worth living for. That'll be worth dying for. After a while, we can make it. We can make it. The Bible says, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Everybody will.
Abraham prayed for the day God would give him a son. Blessed Isaac was his name, the greatest gift he'd ever known. Then came the day, who would have dreamed God would say, gotta give him to me. And on this mountain you will prove it's not your Isaac, he holds you. And when I lay my Isaac down, father's crown. God's home in me. Abraham prayed for the day God would give him a son. God would say, you gotta give him to me. And on this mountain you will prove you and I said, for it's me and you. Lord, when I lay my eyes down, oh, with a broken heart, but my Father tried.
Oh,
God's way, but only His altar God will prove. It's not your altar God wants, He wants you. So when I lay my eyes to Him, oh, with a broken heart, but my Father's house. God hold me. Oh, and when I lay Abraham prayed for the day.
Yes,
God will give him a son and bless him. Isaac was his name, the greatest gift he'd ever known. Then came the day he would have dreamed. God would say, you gotta give him to me.
You gotta give him to me.
And on this mountain you'll prove it's you and I, it's me and you. For when I lay my arms down, oh, with a broken heart, but my Father's trust. And on this altar where he lay, justified, wasn't him, God wanted me. Oh, and when I lay my eyes down, oh, with a broken heart, for my Father's
child. Thank you, Lord.
And on this altar where wasn't him, God wanted me.
Well, I lay
my eyes down, oh, with a broken heart, oh, but my Father's mouth. And on this altar where he lay justified, wasn't him, God wanted me.
But whoever wrote that song really knew the scripture. I mean, I've heard some phenomenal songs in my day. When you really read, listen to that song, the lyrics and the words. I laid my Isaac down. God said, I don't need Isaac. I need you. Praise God. Abraham, God said to Abraham, 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 now I know. I know that thou lovest me and me only. Do thy lad no harm. Now I know. Ooh, I don't need Isaac. I need you. That right there, I minister to you tonight. Then George, Brother Dury, give him a great big hand tonight. My! I want to say this tonight.